यन्मनसा न मनुते येनाहुर मनोमतम तदैव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धिं नैतद् यदिदमुपासते. That which cannot be known by the mind, but by which the mind is known. Know that alone to be limitless awareness and not that which people worship here. This is a mistake we often make in Vedanta. People conclude that since the mind or the senses cannot objectify the self, because it says that which cannot be known by the mind. So mind can never know it because it is behind the mind. And when people hear that, that the senses and the mind cannot know it, they conclude that since the mind and senses cannot objectify the self, one has to stop all functions of the mind and of the sense organs. And they believe that when we suspend these, all these sense perceptions and thoughts, stop the thought completely, and we sit in nirvikalpa samadhi, then atma will reveal itself. The self consciousness or self will reveal itself because it cannot be known through the mind, therefore stop the thought and reach it. Because it has been said, atma is beyond the mind and senses. So we think we will get atma jnanam, self-knowledge, by stopping the mind, stopping our thoughts, and stopping the senses. But here's the catch. The self is evident all the time. When is the self not evident? When is consciousness not there? Even now, as I speak, consciousness is there, and you are conscious that I am speaking. I am conscious, I am speaking. Therefore, going into samadhi for self-realization is a big, big misconception. The Upanishad says that the self is evident during jagrit avastha, that is the waking state. It is evident during the swapna avastha, that is the dream state, and it is evident also in sushupti. Sushupti means deep sleep. And if there is a fourth state, then the atma, let's say turiya or samadhi, then the atma is evident even in samadhi. So this is an important point when we are studying Vedanta. We do not say that Brahman is not evident or atma is not evident or the self is not evident in samadhi. We don't say that. We only say samadhi is not required for consciousness to be evident. Consciousness, the self, is ever evident. So samadhi is not the only condition in which consciousness can be apprehended. This is a very important point. Though in samadhi, consciousness is there, but because this ever-evident atma or consciousness is present, and this ever-evident atma or self or consciousness is what the student asked for, we have to be careful not to misunderstand that it is by the scripture and it is by the instruction of the teacher, and then the student has to go into samadhi. This kind of misunderstanding should not be there.